college football blitz thingy coming up today at 10:30. We got Michigan, Michigan State coming up on Saturday. Look, there's an old adage in this rivalry. The team that rushes, wins the rushing battle, wins the game. I'm not subscribing to that this year. I'm not. I'm subscribing into another adage.
Oh, here we go.
The team that wins the turnover battle wins the game.
Okay. Not a bad way to go. Both teams have had their issues.
Two of the worst teams in the country in turnover margin. And you watch many of their problems. Like, you look at some of the Michigan State games. Like, they'll open with a good drive and then start turning it over. And the next thing you know, they're down a few touchdowns, and it changes everything. Michigan, their formula to winning is complementary football. And it actually was last year, too. Strength of the team was the defense. They were stronger offensively, but the big thing was the offense never put that rarely put that defense in bad positions. Special teams rarely put that defense in bad positions. And this year, they're doing the definition of not complementary football, and that is their strength of the team is still the defense, but they're asking too much because the offense and special teams keeps putting it in bad positions. So I think if you look at both teams, the genesis of their issues come with turnovers. And this isn't earth-shattering analysis. I'm just less focused on who wins the rushing attack and more focused on who wins the turnover game.
Yeah, I hear you. I think it's probably wise to look at the turnovers. That's been a huge issue. But obviously, historically, it's been the running thing. I want to agree with you, and I probably do agree with you. I also want to come up with something else. So I'm thinking that maybe the first team that runs to 150 yards wins the game, if you can do that. I'm not sure either team's going to be able to run to 150. However, Illinois ran for, 180-something against Michigan. And it's not like they're the greatest running team ever. Michigan State ran over 200 against Iowa. And I think Iowa's defense is pretty good. So what does that mean? And this is a rivalry game. Everything means more for both sides. So I'm hoping that what we saw last Saturday night in East Lansing translates to a nice effort in Ann Arbor, that they can continue to lead the way with the offensive line, which is the first time we've said that in years. You know, since Kenneth Walker was there, even then it was all, 90% Kenneth Walker and, 10% left tackle. It was amazing. So, but now the way that everybody came together, and it was because of, working hard during the bye week, and you come out and you look like that, and it gives Spartan fans hope that, okay, the biggest issue with this team going into the season was the offensive line. What are they going to be like? And thinking that if they can stay healthy by the end of the season, they'll definitely be better. Like you would with anybody, but they suffered some injuries. But the bye week certainly got them on the same page, and they found a way to run the ball against Iowa. If they can find that same, if they can go to that same gear against Michigan, they'll win the game.
Well, Illinois' rushing totals were helped dramatically by a 36-yard carry on a fake punt. Other than that, they were less than 4 yards a carry. But nonetheless, you got to be stout.
Still 150 yards.
Yeah, I'd take 150 yards the rest of the way every game.
But you're running to win. You would. You'd give up 150 and think you're in good shape.
Yep.
Mm.
The rest of the way I would, yeah. Absolutely. 248 and 4 yards a carry, yeah. 248-539-9797. Bottom line is both teams have had turnover issues, and I'll stick with it. Team that wins a turnover battle wins the game. Well, let's go to Joe and Gros Eagle. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. I have an observation, and as it relates to Michigan State this year. First, I think the Lions are very good and fun to watch. I don't think Michigan State is very good, but they're at least fun to watch. I don't think Michigan is very good, and they're no fun to watch. I say that because the team that will create some exciting plays, and it seems to me that Michigan State has more likely chances of doing that, will win Saturday. And if that happens, Michigan needs to find a way to restore fun to the program, because nobody is having any fun in that fan base this year. I can't understand why they're such a heavy favorite. I mean, they could win the game, obviously, but Michigan State has shown to be a little more exciting than the Wolves this year.
Well, look, I mean, it's obviously when you're not doing much offensively, that's not fun to watch. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about it. If you are not generating much offensively, you are not, you know, fun to watch. And this offense has been painful to watch.
Yeah, that number has come down. It was at 5.5. Now it's at 3.5. Michigan favored by 3.5.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to see it move. But the Wolverines got to find something that they haven't found, which is some sort of consistency offensively. They can lean on the run game, but, you know, only so far. The run game isn't as good as it was last year, and the defense isn't as good as it was last year. And given the departures, it's not a huge surprise, but at the end of the day, they've got to find consistency, something in the pass game.
Does your gut tell you Will Johnson plays?
I don't know. I get a sense for it later in the week, but I don't know.
Because if he can't.
Well, they were really happy with the way the other kids played. They held Illinois to less than 100 yards passing. So they were very pleased.
They also didn't throw the ball that much, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, their pass defense, they changed the way they covered. They were far more in people's face, and it came with some PIs. And their two receivers, Franklin and Bryant, are really good. Bryant's like one of the best in the country in terms of touchdown receptions. But it was serviceable without Will Johnson. It was better than I expected it would be without Will Johnson. But they'll be tested again this week. And they'll be tested the rest of the way. Oregon's got great receivers. Ohio State obviously has great receivers. Indiana's doing a lot. Whether or not Rourke will be playing when we get to that game is a whole other question. That was a thumb surgery, and they think he'll be back. But, yeah, they have to be good. You want to be good at everything, but how do you craft wins with this Michigan team the rest of the way? To me, it starts with stop putting the defense in bad places. And it'd be awesome if you could wave a magic wand to make the offense better, but I don't know that that's going to happen. So set the bar at not putting the defense in bad spots. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, open lines. We will get to this interesting report from Adam Schefter regarding the Detroit Lions and this game coming up, this possibility of a Jameson Williams suspension. Really, really interesting. We'll get to that today at 10:45. And has a new target emerged for the Detroit Lions at the trade deadline. We will discuss it as the show goes on. Pistons open the season tonight. Our bold-ass predictions for the coming season. Don't forget you can hear the game here on 97.1 The Ticket. And, of course, we'll take your Piston calls as well, leading up until 2 o'clock here on 97.1. A reminder, you can stream the show with the Odyssey app. Download a free mobile device today, AUDACY. Also streaming with video on twitch.tv and youtube.com and streaming audio on our website, 971theticket.com. All right, it's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.